From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome again around the Word of God. We will be continuing our studies in John chapter 6, the verses 43 to 50 this morning. What a chapter this is! It is filled with the deepest truths of the gospel, and it highlights the darkness of the human heart regarding the things of God. Do have your Bible open at that passage, for we will be turning to it in a moment. But let me briefly mention our program this evening at 9 o'clock. I will play another extract from the sermon, The Priority of Pardon, which we are giving away on tape free to anyone who requests a copy. We will also continue our study of Job and his reaction to the terrible trial he went through. That's all in our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Our hymn this morning is sung for us by the late Margaret Craig, who went to be with Christ last May. She sings, Come With Your Heartaches. After we listen, we'll be turning to John chapter 6, verses 43 to 50.
He will not turn
topic this morning is further instruction from the Savior and increased opposition from the crowd. We're concentrating upon the verses 43 to 52. But in order just to remind ourselves of how this discussion between Christ and the people is developing, I want us to read verses 41 and 42 again before we consider the Savior's response to the unbelief of the people. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, 'I came down from heaven'?" Let us note, first and foremost, the lowliness of Christ in the eyes of men. "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know?" Here is the response amongst the Savior's hearers as he told them just who he was. What they saw and understood of Christ contrasted with what they heard him claim about himself. It is clear that despite being witnesses to the wonderful miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, they could not see who Jesus was. Had Christ been a great king with wealth and earthly glory, these people would immediately have believed his claims, even without his miracles. But a lowly Messiah was not for them. We have here the age-long conflict between what man sees with his eyes and what God tells him is so. Man has his own idea of what should be, and he will not submit to what God says is so if it does not conform with his notion. In 2 Kings chapter 5 and the verse 12, Naaman, the Syrian general, who had come to the prophet Elisha to be healed of leprosy, turned on his heel and went away in a rage because Elisha did not set about healing him of his leprosy in a manner Naaman thought appropriate. Man's notions must take precedence over God's word, even when it comes to being healed of leprosy. That's man's way. Notice also in this passage before us that in speaking of the sinner who exercises faith in Christ, the Savior speaks of them as feeding and drinking of him. Now, in so doing, Christ is using terminology that should have been familiar to them. This was no new form of words. Believers in the ages past had spoken of their communion and fellowship with the Lord in just such terms. For instance, I read from the Psalm 42, the verse 1, "As the hart," that's the deer, "panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." Hunger and thirst are analogies of the longings of the soul that loves and trusts in Christ. The Savior had employed such terms before. "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Matthew chapter 5 and the verse 6. Therefore, when Christ speaks of himself as the bread of life, and those who would be partakers of the eternal life that he offers, as eating him, he is but using an old metaphor, often employed, of faith and trust in God. Many still have a problem with those words of the Savior. When he says, "Eat and drink," they believe that he meant literally to eat and drink him, even though the Savior himself employs both the spiritual and the literal terms when he is speaking here. He interchanged the metaphorical and the literal terms, and so made plain just what he meant. Verse 35 shows just what I mean. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh, literal, to me shall never hunger, metaphorical. And he that believeth, literal, on me shall never thirst, metaphorical. So feeding on Christ, drinking of Christ, are terms that are used and employed by him, and refer to that faith that brings salvation. Thirdly, in response to this murmuring, Christ highlights man's inability to repent and believe the gospel. The verse 44 is a key verse. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. Dear listener, linger a while at this verse, and may God impress its truth upon your heart. None of us can seek Christ for salvation, for his blessings, unless we are drawn to do so by God's Holy Spirit. Startling as it may seem, it is entirely rational. Are we not all declared to be spiritually dead in our natural state? How can we, therefore, come to Christ unless we are first of all made alive by God's power? Lazarus, whose rising from the dead we may read about in John chapter 11, verses 39 to 45, could no more rise from the grave until he was commanded to do so by the Son of God than can a sinner rise from the grave of his sin and come to Christ for life. The confusion amongst the people about eating Christ, the bread of life, their view of him as the mere carpenter's son, their annoyed murmuring against him, all this indicated the spiritual deadness in which they dwelt. They could not come to him for salvation because they were dead in trespasses and in sins. And there they would remain, except the Father draw them by his Spirit unto Christ. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with me then. The Lord bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.